Across the country, hunting popularity had been declining for years, but not anymore. Take Vermont, where demand for hunting licenses is up significantly, a trend other states are noting as well during this pandemic. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck reports.
This is the time of year when you'll see orange-vested hunters out in the woods, or maybe you'll just notice their empty pickup trucks alongside the road. Lewis Porter, the state's commissioner of Fish and Wildlife, says this year even more hunters will be out and about, as sales of licenses have jumped 20%.
Unfortunately, a lot of people are out of work or working less hours, and that gives them more time. And we know that hunting and angling are things that people love and are important to them, but they're also time-consuming activities. And so with additional time, people are engaging those activities more.
And it's not just Vermont. Nevada has also seen hunting license sales jump nearly 20%. And Mark Laddie, a spokesperson for Maine's Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, says he's seen increases too.
The number of women hunters coming in are much higher than last year. After having a very stagnant or slowly declining hunting numbers overall, all of a sudden, you know, we're seeing close to a 9% increase.
Time in the forest is definitely something Chittenden, Vermont resident Roger Hill loves about hunting, which he says he learned from his father. Hill says he looks forward to the camaraderie forged each November at deer camp.
Deer camp is not just about the hunting experience. It's about gathering with family and friends when possible, and telling stories, reliving memories, sharing laughs, sharing sorrows, and hopefully some hunting success along the way, but that's just the icing on the cake if that happens.
But this year, deer camp is different for Hill and other hunters impacted by travel restrictions and quarantine requirements.
We want to be very careful because Vermont has done a great job of keeping the virus pretty much at bay. So where it really plays an impact is you're not able to have some of the more distant relatives or friends and other members of your hunting community stop by and share a drink or share a laugh or admire a buck that might be hanging from a game pole.
Hill says he's hunting only with immediate family this year. That's what the Vermont Department of Health is recommending. Commissioner Mark Levine says hunters who go to deer camp with people beyond their immediate family worry him. And he said a recent spike in cases in central Vermont is why.
We have well-documented dinner parties, baby showers, people in the high single numbers at a deer camp. The story goes on and on. Opportunities for people to gather together from different households in very modest-sized circumstances.
Vermont Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lewis Porter says he's heard from many hunters who are taking steps to minimize exposure by alternating weeks at a deer camp or staying in tents instead of sharing a cabin.
A major change for the department also is that we are allowing online check-in of deer for the first time that I know of.
Typically, hunters need to register deer they kill at a state-sanctioned reporting station. Those are still open, but Porter says they've seen a lot less traffic because of the online option, part of the state's efforts to keep hunting safe during the pandemic. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.